Welcome to today's program. Today we will observe our thoughts. Our thought system is mainly acoustic, but is in part also visual. Most people think acoustically. Thoughts are made of words, and words are sounds. We listen to our thoughts, but deaf and dumb things through images. To acknowledge this, gives you the possibility of acknowledging that you are the listener and not the listings you listen to. The rule of this difference is solely to understand our identity. Naturally, our thoughts are simply our consciousness in movement. Pay more attention to your pure consciousness rather than to your thoughts. Our mind takes the form of the objects we are paying attention to. To explain this more clearly, I will give you some examples. If you play Tetris with Nintendo for a couple of hours, you will observe how your mind takes this form of thought. If you stop playing, your mind will continue functioning at this level. You can make the same experience if you play for a couple of hours with the PlayStation, or if you read an interesting book. If you watch an horror film, your thought will continue in this form even after you have turned off the video. If you enter a shop and hear some music in the background, you will continue hearing this music even after leaving the shop. This is to explain how your mind can take the form of what you are paying attention to. Considering that each thought has its own energy, it is advantageous for us to give our attention to pleasant things and to the things that do us good. I assume that everybody agrees with this. Strangely enough, human beings love giving their attention to unpleasant things. For example, they love criticizing. This is why we need to be careful of what we give our attention to. What do you do if you have negative thoughts? You will certainly have feelings of guilt. You will not be able to change this quickly, but you have absolute liberty in the choice of the words of your thoughts. This is why you must choose different and better words. To the question, what can I do if I have negative thoughts? Swami Muktananda answered with the story of Sheikh Nasruddin. Sheikh Nasruddin is a character that is often used in jokes and wisdom stories. In our story, Sheikh Nasruddin was a poor beggar. He was hungry, so he went to the temple steps to beg. That day, unfortunately, there were many other beggars with him. Sheikh Nasruddin was hungry, very hungry. As time went by, he couldn't think of anything else. Sheikh Nasruddin disappeared into his world of dreams and dreamed about exquisite food. All of a sudden, the other beggars noticed that Sheikh Nasruddin was breathing heavily, with his mouth wide open, as if something had burnt him. Worriedly, they asked him what has happened, and he told them that he had prepared an exquisite dish of rice, but had unfortunately put too many spices, and that was why his throat was now burning. The beggars looked at him and said, "You fool, why didn't you simply add some yogurt?" Simple solution, wasn't it? We always have the free choice of our words, and words are often at the origin of our emotions. I would now like to explain an exercise that in the yoga tradition is called mantra japa. This exercise is known in many of humanity's cultures and traditions. Unfortunately, it has nearly gone lost in our society, which is dominated by a materialistic superstition. Today, you can still find this mantra japa exercise in the Near East, in Greece, in Buddhist Asia, and in India. In the West, we still know the rosary, which is similar to the mantra japa. Mantra japa is the practice of reciting a mantra or a short prayer continuously. One of the most important mantras of the Muslims is La ilaha illallah. It means nothing is, only God is. I am nothing, I am in God. The Christians repeat Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison. It means God have mercy on me, Christ have mercy on me. The Buddhists repeat Om Mani Padme Hum. It means I bow to the Lord. In various yoga traditions, you repeat Sri Ram Jai Ram. It means greetings to God. Or the mantra Om Namah Shivaya. It means I bow to divine consciousness. These mantras have shown their validity in time. There is a great knowledge behind this tradition. These mantras work even you do not know their meaning. They are like some sort of compact information for your mind and body. To explain this more clearly, I will give you an example. If you plant a seed in the ground, this seed will develop its whole potential also without your rational knowledge. You simply need to protect its growth. The calmer your mind is, the more clearly you will manage to feel the effect of the mantra. To explain this better, I will give you yet another example. If you throw a stone into a troubled lake, this will simply go splash. If on the other hand you let a stone fall onto the flat and calm surface of a lake, you will see a picture expand on its whole surface. If you let a word fall on the calm surface of your consciousness, then your consciousness will respond with the full potential of that word. Mantras are words of the absolute divine being and will take you to that level of experience. Mantra japa is a complete exercise, just as it is. This is what you can read on the website of the community Frère de Thésée. Chanting is one of the most essential elements of praise. Short chants, repeated several times, have a meditative character. You use very few words that express a fundamental reality of faith, which is quickly grasped by the mind. The moment the words are sung many times, this reality quickly pervades our whole existence. The meditative chant thus becomes a way of listening to God. It allows each one of us to take part in a communal prayer and to remain together in an attentive wait for God, without having to fix its exact duration. In order to open the doors of faith in God, nothing can replace the beauty of human voices united in a chant. This beauty can make us glimpse the joy of paradise on earth, as the Christians from the East say, and an inner life begins to flower within us. These chants also support personal prayer. Little by little, They build a unity of the person in God. This mantra that does not finish remains with you while you work, when you relax. It's in your conversation, thus connecting prayer to daily life. It allows us to remain in an atmosphere of prayer, even when we are not conscious of it, in the silence of our hearts. This is from the website of the community Frères de Thésée. The life quality is in direct relation to our behavior. Our behavior is in direct relation to our feelings. Our feelings have a direct relation to our doubts. Our doubts have a direct relation to the words we use in our doubts. The words we use in our mind and in our speech have a direct influence on our life quality. When you shout in the mountain, the echo returns to you in the same way. Have you seen the film Matrix? In this film, humanity lives in a fictitious world. Everyone is a prisoner, and the hero in the film has the task of freeing these prisoners. Matrix derives from Matrika. Matrika Shakti is the strength of letters and the strength of words. Matrika Shakti is also called the Unknown Mother. Unknown Mother because human beings, with the words they use in their minds, create an illusory world that keeps them prisoners, without noticing that they themselves create this program, this Matrika. At the end of the film, a mantra is sung, but you need to listen to it carefully in order to recognize it. Asatoma Sat Gamaya, Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya, Jyotirma Amritam Gamaya. Take me from the unreal to the real. Take me from the darkness to the light. Take me from illusion to eternity. If we were able to reproduce on a recorder the doubts we have from morning to evening, we could make a few affirmations. The most part would be extremely boring because we have few creative doubts in the course of a day. And thus, we waste a lot of mental energy, maybe even in a harmful way. Mantra Japa is a practical and simple method that gives our mind clarity, purity, peace, tranquility, and acuteness. With Mantra Japa, you use the Matrika Shakti in the best way. With each breathing in and breathing out, you repeat the same mantra, the same word, for as long as you can. This is possible during most of your daily activities. Choose one of these mantras and try repeating it for some hours. Do it as often as you can. It is worth it. I myself have experienced that each repetition of a mantra can be a shower of bliss. My daughter Sibylla has also experienced the power of the mantra. Your life will become simpler. Soon enough, you will experience how much well-being this exercise can give you. It can help you to keep the japa, the chant, or the listening to a CD. It will continue to sound in your mind, and you can continue to listen to it sounding in your mind. The mantra will continue to sound innerly while you work in your free time, and like this, you can connect everyday life to the repetition of the mantra. Thus, the repetition of the mantra will continue in your subconscious, in your heart. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness, and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts, and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love, and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy for no particular reason. We will now sing Shri Ram Jai Ram, a mantra from India. In our language, it means greeting to the Lord. You will get the best results if you chant with your eyes closed. A voice will begin, listen to it. When it repeats itself, chant together with the choir. At the end of the chant, meditate. Together we will now chant Shri Ram Jai Ram.
Oh,
Now we will meditate. Observe the silence. Observe your breathing. How it goes in and how it goes out. How it goes in and how it goes out. How it goes in and how it goes out. Do not pay attention to your thoughts, but try to focus on your breathing. You will slip into deeper spaces of silence. Remain in this silence for approximately 10 to 20 minutes.
Satchitsukam paramahamsa gatim turiyam Yat svapna jagara sushuptam avaiti nityam Tat braham manishkalam Aham naja bhuta sangha Pratar bhajami Manaso vacha sammagamyam Vacho vibhantini khilla Yathānukrāhinā Yanneti neti vajanāir Nikammāvachos Tam deva devam Ajutam ahuragariyam Pratar namami Tamasaparam arkavarnam Purannam sanatanaparam Purushottam Akhyam Yasmin Nidam Jagadashesham Asheshamurta Rajyam Pratibhashitam Rajyam Bhujangama Iva Pratibhashitam Mm-hmm.